Do you think astronauts fight over elbow room? Probably. Because advanced tech doesn't always mean more space. Until now. Introducing the Hyundai Ioniq 9, a three-row electric SUV with over 300 miles of range, ultra-fast charging capability, and lots of space. The all-new Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space in an EV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Ioniq 9 is available in extremely limited quantities at select dealers in select states only. EPA estimated range based on fully charged battery. For comparison purposes only, actual range will vary based on several factors.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trouville Thursday, as you can clearly hear. Hour number two. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. A couple different Falcons conversations in 20 minutes as well. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo at 1240.
So it's in the in the section for the no huddle, but we probably won't get to it once we get there. Why are the Bengals just like it's the rookie contracts are slotted.
They are,
who are supposed to get.
Yep.
You know, and they still ain't signed Shamar because of contract language he's disputing.
Yeah, Shamar Stewart isn't practicing.
So what I'm thinking is that their language is the Bengals' language.
It is. Yeah, they're like manipulating language.
Yeah, they're trying to.
It's always that, like
it's always them.
Fourth year guarantee, offset, whatever. Because it's traditionally it's been the number 8th pick for whatever reason.
Yes.
Like the language is Roquan, and there's been other guys that get selected number 8th overall. And I guess the Falcons didn't have any issues with their number 8 picks, but it was for whatever reason was that pick. The language shifted there, something like that. But yeah, apparently Shamar Stewart is still not practicing amidst contract language that he is disputing. Yeah, because it's the Bengals like, no, it means this, and like I don't think it means that. Yeah.
But now most of the other first rounders who were picked didn't have their contracts before they went out there for minicamp.
So a lot of them didn't.
But yeah, I'm like, because he was picked 16 or something like that. What was last year's pick 16 contract? Just give them that.
Right.
And I promise
with
you,
with the bump for the salary cap increase.
I promise you they are haggling over a couple hundred thousand. If knowing the Bengals, a couple hundred thousand.
Yeah, so that's good. So their first round draft pick still isn't there.
Yeah. Their best
defensive player of the year award candidate isn't there.
Yes.
Good. It's good to know that the more things change, the more things stay the same.
At least they got chilly.
The Bengals will continue to be the Bengals.
Unbelievable.
All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Unbelievable.
All right, sad news to start the NFL no huddle today. RIP to Colts owner Jim Irsay. Passes away yesterday, or at least the announcement came out yesterday that he passed away at the age of 65.
His last tweet was to the Pacers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, his last tweet was to the Pacers.
What did he say?
Like, good luck and everything. We're behind you. The city's behind you.
Dang.
Yeah. That was the last tweet yesterday.
Maybe he was up there helping last night.
Yeah, man.
You never know.
But, obviously we understand the problems and things that he went through, but everybody that I know that has played for the Colts love that man.
Yep.
They really, really love him. I know, you know, Dwight Freeney, he introduced Dwight to the Hall of Fame. We know how Edrin EJ feels about him. Definitely, you know, Peyton, all the players, Reggie, everybody I've ever known that plays for him and plays for the Colts organization, they love the man.
He also was instrumental in getting Dan Snyder out of the NFL.
Yes.
He was the first owner to like openly be like, that guy should go.
Yes.
That guy should be. He's a piece of garbage. We got to get him out of here. So, no, his legacy lives on for sure. But rest in peace to Jim Irsay. Let's hear from Jeff Ulbrich. I mean, this isn't my favorite thing to be hearing Jeff Ulbrich talk about, but it's better than the last thing we heard Jeff Ulbrich talking about, which is his son prank calling people.
Yes.
So we're working in the right direction. Yes. Here's Jeff Ulbrich talking about the tush push.
I honestly don't have an opinion either way. If it's still a valid play, we got to defend it.
Thank you.
It's not, that's good too.
And everybody else do it. You know who can't do it? Everybody who voted against it. My thing is this. Okay, Andy and Big George, my man Big Falls, Big George Falls, he made a great point. It's a quarterback sneak that's getting pushed. The quarterback's getting pushed by a running back. It's not a linebacker they're pushing. If you look at the interior linemen, they're lined up like it's a short yardage and goal line play. Their surge is better than yours. But I'm just like, it's not like they're acting like they're pushing the lineman. They're just pushing the quarterback. They're pushing the quarterback, not pushing the lineman up front for the Eagles are just whipping the other team's ass.
Yeah, they have a really, really good offensive line.
They're just whipping their ass.
They got a quarterback who's really strong.
Yes.
Like he's really got a strong lower half, whatever. Yeah. And then they've got a running back pushing him.
Now, kill me with this entertainment. Value. Then learn how to do it.
I don't know that I find it like that not entertaining.
I don't. It's like it's.
I don't like turn the channel when they're about to tush push. I don't think.
No, but what if a team does it all the way downfield? But you know that's not going to happen.
Yeah, they won't.
They won't.
You do it to pick up a yard or two.
Thank you.
If you did it three times in a row, it would be fourth and four, and then you'd punt. Of that.
It's ugly. And if why don't they do it on every play? Because there's no need to do it on every play. There's no need to do it.
Now I will say. It would be very funny if they lined up at the 25-yard line and decided to
just
try to do
out of
it
spite.
Every single
just
play.
Out of spite. Just out of spite.
That would amuse me. I'll be honest with you. That would make me laugh.
Do the Packers and the Eagles play this year? I hope so.
Well, I hope so, too.
I really hope so, too,
and I hope they just do it.
I hope they just bludgeon them with the play.
I hope they do it on, you know, they always do it on third and one or fourth and one. Do it on second and one.
Yeah, they do it. If they need it, they'll do it.
Get a penalty on first down. Do it on first and five.
But my whole thing is, I mean, if it's on the ballot next year, it'll probably get banned.
Oh, you think so? Why?
Because it's getting closer and closer.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Whiny ass. Thank you.
God.
We're talking about a play. They didn't win the Super Bowl because of the play.
No, it's not why they won the Super Bowl.
You can't stop it, and that's the problem. But you look at the interior thing where they're talking about where these – injuries are supposed to occur because, again, there has not been any data.
No, there's no data.
Nothing like that.
No.
You know, and people are, you know, it's whatever, man. You can get concussed on any play. You get head injuries on any play.
What? You can do what?
Get head injuries on any play.
Oh, yeah. You can get hurt on, you know.
All right.
I know. It's
all right, man.
It exists. All right. It lives.
All right, man.
Hard Knocks is going to feature the Bills during training camp, which – I don't know. Kind of boring, you know?
Yeah.
Like the Bills, we know what the Bills are.
Yeah, they are.
They're good.
They're good.
They got a quarterback.
Like, but who would you want to have on the Saints?
Yeah.
You want some dysfunction?
I do.
But the Saints aren't.
The Browns would be very interesting.
The Saints aren't dysfunctional. They're just not good. They don't have any talent. They're not dysfunctional
there. They're not that interesting.
The dysfunctional teams are going to be the Giants, the
Giants
Browns,
would be fun to watch. The Browns would be fun to watch.
Yeah, but.
I don't know what other teams kind of come to mind as far as that goes right now. But, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Whatever.
I'm still trying to remember the last time I watched Hard Knocks.
I think I watch clips now. Yeah. You know, like if something crazy happens, you see it on social media, and it's like, oh, there it is. There's a clip. Here's Zach Robinson talking about the development and growth of his quarterback, Michael Penix.
Yeah, no, he's been awesome. I think, obviously, that next level understanding of everything is an offense, you know, from a run game standpoint and, you know, play action pass, and we're getting into a lot of our drop back concepts. But it's great for him to hear these things, you know, obviously year two going into it. And then we do have a decent amount of new stuff, too, that's keeping everybody engaged and fresh, too. So he's doing a great job. He speaks up in meetings when he needs to and when he feels like it's appropriate to talk to the receivers. You know, a couple times it came up even to this morning in the meeting. So he's doing a great job. He's such a smart player, and he's got great concept understanding of everything that's going on. So it's been cool to see him just keep taking the next jump. And then obviously once we hit, you know, and get real reps, that's where we'll see another jump in terms of just actually getting those plays right.
Yeah, man, that's the best thing is, you know, keeping, especially the offseason bunk, keeping it fresh. You know, putting new stuff in, and then think about it, it's new to all of us at the same time. You know, it's not new to the veterans. I mean, not old to the veterans. It's new to everybody. We're all learning it at the same.
That's a marriage.
Yeah, pretty much.
You gotta keep it fresh.
We're all learning it at the same time. He's going to, you know, they're going to give him as much as he can handle because he's still a relatively young quarterback. Now we know the physical tools are there. We understand that, but it's just all about getting him comfortable in what he does. This is the time when you do those damn plays that you'll never call. But if he keeps looking good, he's like, damn, you know what? We might need to call that.
Maybe this will change as the season gets closer because right now we still are pretty far away.
Yes.
From actual football happening, which is why tush push debates and things like that are so popular. Like the last handful of years, the quarterback situation has just been so, I don't know. I mean, Kirk Cousins last year obviously was a better situation, but then they drafted Penix, so it kind of added some confusion to the conversation. The years before that, obviously no one felt very good about it. So there was a lot of talk about it. Maybe it's easier to talk about things that are negative or controversial.
Yeah.
You know that Penix is going to be the quarterback and everyone feels good about it, so it's kind of over there while mm-hmm. some of the other stuff is being discussed. I don't want to do that. Like, I'm happy that it's stable. I'm happy that you know who the quarterback is going to be and that we're all looking forward to it. But, like, I'm ready to look forward to it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you know, last year was a little bit different. But, like, you know, well, there was plenty of consternation about what it was going to be like with Desmond Ritter and Marcus Mariota and all of that. And then it went
sleeping
on to,
on,
went on to be terrible.
Him.
Like,
sleeping
right now, it's, everyone's just like, yeah, I think it might be pretty good. Yeah. It's like, yeah, no, it's probably going to be really good. This is going to be really fun to watch with Michael Penix as the quarterback. It's okay to spend some time on something that might be good yeah. and not something that is confusing and terrible,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
like the last handful
yeah,
of years.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
It's obviously easier to talk about stuff that's confusing and terrible,
right.
But like, this is cool. Got a good young quarterback. It's pretty fun.
If he went to Oregon, would you feel like this?
Of course not.
Okay. And this is going to be the
What Oregon quarterback has ever been any good?
I don't know.
Herbert's okay.
Yeah.
But he threw four picks in the playoffs.
Yeah, but this is going to be a thing this season.
I think it'll ramp up as we get closer.
Yeah, but I'll talk about when we come in here on Mondays and say he didn't have the best of games.
I'm not going to say that.
I know that. All right. But what I don't want you to do is to look at me when I say that.
Oh, I'll just silently be confused as to what game you were watching. Maybe your TV broke. I don't know. Oh, you didn't see Drake London run the wrong route? Let me tell you about routes, Randy. I'm going to be breaking down a lot of tape this fall. I've never been a tape grinder until now.
Tape grinder.
Yeah, no,
oh
I mean,
God.
Michael Penix has never
not
thrown a bad pass in his life, and he'll never
tape
throw
grinder.
One.
Oh, my God. You don't watch tape, bro.
Yeah, you clearly weren't looking at the all 22.
That's the new one right there. That's the day. That is.
Oh, you didn't see the all 22?
Yeah, that is the new one that make you want to hit somebody in the face with a leak pin.
Yeah, no.
A leaky pin.
You,
you don't watch the all 22 like I
the
do.
The cloud smoke on the Y gap was.
Oh.
Was a waggle.
You
missed it.
No. You were watching the you weren't watching the end zone copy, right?
Oh, so you're just a casual then?
You saw the clip on.
Tell me you don't know ball without telling me you don't know ball.
You don't know ball.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna be really biased towards Michael Penix.
All right.
But so cares. We're the Falcons Radio Network. We're allowed to be homers if we want to be. I never been one before.
No,
so now I'm gonna be one.
Yeah, you were high on Caleb McGarry.
Not really.
Right.
I was excited that he went to Fife High School with my brother.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I was excited for a Fife guy to get rich.
He went to school with
Yeah, he was a freshman when Michael was a senior.
Okay.
So they were teammates on the Fife Trojans.
Your brother played football?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. He was a wide receiver number 88, slot guy.
Nice.
Probably. Yeah, pretty good. I don't know. Yeah, good. It wasn't going to be on this list. He probably wasn't going to catch for 1,000 yards in the NFL like Drake London did last year. And like Darnell Mooney almost did. How close are the Falcons to having 1,000-yard duos at multiple positions? We'll get into that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Do you think astronauts fight over elbow room? Probably. Because advanced tech doesn't always mean more space. Until now. Introducing the Hyundai Ioniq 9, a three-row electric SUV with over 300 miles of range, ultra-fast charging capability, and lots of space. The all-new Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space in an EV.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Ioniq 9 is available in extremely limited quantities at select dealers and select states only. EPA estimated range based on fully charged battery. For comparison purposes only, actual range will vary based on several factors.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
No, if you buck,
I come in that club shaking my dread. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Oh, man. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get to the back page with Bo coming up in just about 15 minutes from right now. Back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour, which is just an incredible Eastern Conference Finals Game 1 last night.
Yes.
If you missed it,
yes.
Like, do yourself a favor and just go watch the 10-minute YouTube recap. Like, it's worth it just to see some of the shots. I know they show highlights and stuff on TV all day, but like, just go see some of the crazy shots and the sequence in which they took place in the fourth quarter last night for the Pacers. Because they just didn't miss.
Yeah.
They just didn't miss for like the final 3 minutes of the game. Aaron Nesmith made 5 threes in 3 minutes, and they were all just crazy, off balance, coming off screens. Like, go watch it. A lot of fun. We'll get back into it. We'll get back into some Falcons stuff coming up at 1:20. We're also going to talk about some Falcons stuff right now.
Yeah.
So it's a heavy Falcons Thursday.
Heavy Falcons Thursday.
Might as well be. You know, Braves didn't play last night. It's May. Nothing else going on. Darnell Mooney was 8 yards short of 1,000.
I know,
yards
man.
Last season.
I know he had money on that.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
I'm sure he had money on that.
Obviously, didn't play the final game of the season where he would have had eight yards because the Falcons went off offensively in that game. He was on the field for the 5-game swoon where Kirk Cousins' shoulder wasn't working correctly. So, seems reasonable to think that if Darnell Mooney has a healthy season in 2025, he'll go over 1,000. Drake London's not going under 1,000 unless he gets hurt.
No, no. So, that's, Drake should be 13, 14.
Like, who knows?
Yeah,
like, I think the sky's the limit for
Yeah,
him.
Drake should be 13.
It's just a matter of how much they feed him.
Yes.
So that's the answer to me if you're asking what Falcons duo is most likely to combine or each have 1,000 yards this season. It's Drake London and Darnell Mooney. I would love to see Kyle Pitts approach that number, but I'm not going to hold my breath
on
that.
We can stop talking about eight.
And I also think that, you know, because the question that Abe posed was, who's the more likely duo, Drake and Mooney or Bijan and Algier? And I just think, like,
there's no way to tie if
unless an injury happens to Drake, like, Tyler Algier is just not going to get the football enough times.
I mean,
order to get to 1,000
yards.
How much
has his carries decreased over the past 2 years?
Obviously, right. So obviously his rookie year, he had 200-plus carries and went over 1,000 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Second year, Bijan's rookie year, he had 186 carries. So they still kind of, you know, they kind of mixed him in. a bit more in Bijan's rookie year. And then last year he was down to 137.
Yeah. Carries. I mean, and it's going to be right there again, probably right this year.
Yeah. So if Tyler Allgeier has 150 carries, he has to average like 6.5 yards a carry to get to 1,000.
Yeah. But I think
seven
that
yards, which he's not going to do.
This is not the day where you have 2,000 yard backs. It just don't happen. And I think, you know, when you look at, we talked about, you know, your number one receiver, which Drake is on his football team, you want them somewhere around 1,300 yards. Your number two guy, you want him somewhere close to 1,000. And that's what they have here. And then your secondary guy, which on this team is your running back, Bijan Robinson, you want him somewhere in the 600 yards. So there's, you know, there's maybe, let's just say there's 1,000 yards out there.
Yeah, there's 1,000 yards to be had.
Yeah, 1,000 yards to be had. You would like your tight end of the talent that their tight end has somewhere around 750.
Boy, would you like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems reasonable to expect that from
because
that guy.
The rest of it is 350 or say 350 or 4.
Yeah.
That's between Ray Ray and Tyler Allgeier.
I'll be honest with you. Like, I feel like it's more likely that Bijan Robinson would have 1,000 yards receiving.
I agree with that.
Then Tyler Allgeier would have 1,000 yards rushing.
I definitely agree.
And again, that's not a comment on Allgeier. Like, Allgeier's a really nice number two running back, and I love having him on this team.
I expect Michael Penix to be in the 38 to 4K.
I don't think it's crazy to think that Michael Penix would throw for 4,000 yards this year.
I don't think that's bizarre. I don't think that's a bizarre number at all.
As much as they're – I mean, I would think that they're probably going to want to throw it. And again, I know Bijan's going to get the ball a lot, but – a lot of those are going to be short passes, too. Like, Bijan's going to – I mean, he had 61 receptions last year on 72 targets. He had 86 targets the year before that. So they're going to throw the ball to Bijan a lot of times, and he's obviously really done. The thing that, like, for me, I think is going to be the difference maker for him in terms of where he has been, especially last year, because he was, like, top
Andy,
four.
Could you say that for me one time? He had how many last year? 61 receptions.
61 receptions on 72 targets.
Oh, he's going to be in the 70s.
The difference for me with him in terms of yardage is he's going to break a couple.
Mm-hmm.
He never really did last year on the ground or in the passing game. Like, he was consistently...
That New Orleans game was his rookie year, right?
I believe so.
Okay.
The long one.
Yeah.
But, like, he didn't have those Saquon home runs where Saquon would just go for, like, an 80-yarder or a 70-yarder out of the blue. Bijan's going to have those. Like, he makes guys miss. He's really fast in open space. It's like it's one of those things that he just hasn't had for probably because he's having to make three guys miss in the backfield every single time.
Right.
Hopefully that gets cleaned up a little bit, and then maybe there's more versatility in the offense to get him isolated. But, like, that's where he goes from having – what he had 430 yards receiving last year, 485 yards receiving his rookie year, to being more like 6, 7.
He's gonna be somewhere in the sixes because of the young quarterback and the all right. If it's not there, throw it to Bijan. If it's not there, throw it to Cechko. That is something that is programmed in young quarterbacks' heads. If it's not there, throw the check down. And so, you know, that's going to be where Bijan's going to live. He's going to live in that area, those swing routes, flat routes, check downs.
Maybe Pitts could be that guy, too, a little bit.
Mm-mm.
He's not going to be a – no? Okay.
Well, I mean, if you want to say – I wouldn't necessarily say check down, but if you want to talk about just six-yard hooks.
Yeah, like safety throws.
Drag routes like that. That could be him.
Yeah.
That could be him where you just – hey, you got a big body, get over the football and get big. Get big over the middle, and we'll bang it on you and whatever. But, no, you know, when you look at a hole in offense, they got what you need offensively to be a really good offense in this league. It just comes down to the play caller and the quarterback. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with Caleb being the right tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's worse situations.
Yeah, because he is, like – and the thing about it is you see the bad moments and with the speed rushes and everything like that. But – that's usually maybe three plays out of a game. Now, note, those three plays are big.
Yeah, sometimes they result in strip sacks.
Exactly.
Injuries.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, outside of that, I mean, the faster he picks everything up and the more they let him get some – like, Michael Penix's first time playing this year does not need to be when they touch the field against Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I agree with that.
Let him get some damn reps in the preseason. Let him I know he's played in games before, but let's try to hit the ground running.
Much as I agree with that.
Now,
Bijan,
don't give Bijan no carries. Bijan, no, Bijan, he does not touch the ball during the preseason.
Yeah, that's fine. We know
get them out there.
What he is, right? And I agree with you on that. But like when you say it, how much do you believe
nah.
it? I don't either. And that is a little bit frustrating because it does seem like, and we talk about this every year in training camp, it seems like injury prevention is almost equal to, if not higher than, actual practice.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
But like, you got to practice. You got to get reps with each other. And I know that they do when they're at training camp, but obviously it's not the same. And I don't just mean for the Falcons. It's not the same for any team in the NFL because we all watch football in early September.
It's bad.
And it's pretty sloppy.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty sloppy. Yeah. Those first couple weeks of the NFL season tend
joint practices do not get
not
you ready
same.
For the same. I'm sorry. It
same.
Doesn't. Is
it's
it good for you? Yeah.
Of course. It's all good.
It's good to go against another team, get another looks and everything like that. But it ain't the end-all, be-all as much as coaches want to say, oh, yeah, the joint practice. It's not the same. It's not the same as having y'all ass off onto the sideline. A play coming into the head of the helmet of the quarterback. You're getting lined up. There is no whistle when you're close to the quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, joint practice is cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say, but
well, of course, it's
but
important.
Stop trying to make sure it's your substitution
right.
for letting them play in the damn preseason.
It's important. It's not a substitution.
Because all they're basing it off of this, Andy, is playing in the preseason. What's the damn difference? You can't tackle in practice. That's it. You're still blocking full speed in damn joint practices. You're still blocking. You're playing more plays. In a joint practice, you're going to have 50 damn plays, reps, against an actual defender. We're just talking about getting hurt in the preseason game, then get hurt in the joint practices.
Yeah.
They're doing the exact same thing, except you're not tackling.
Guys get hurt in training camp.
Yeah.
Like when
so miss me with that joint practice is the same.
It happens. You know, it can happen at any point. No, I agree with you on that. The frustrating thing is we'll be having this conversation in late August and they won't be playing.
Yeah.
It'll be the same thing. And then you'll be like, well, hopefully they're up to speed against Tampa. And I don't know if you remember last year, week one, how not up to speed they were.
Yes.
Offensively.
Yeah.
Maybe if they tried some of that pistol stuff in the preseason, they would have been like, scrap that.
That didn't work. No, I'm not saying preseason, because you're going to be sloppy to start the season no matter what. It's just
– We're trying to be less sloppy.
We're trying to be less. Yeah. Exactly.
Just clean it up just a little
damn
bit.
Play.
Yeah, play. Yeah,
it's coming from everybody. You're the player advocate. Yeah, play the ass. I'm an advocate of that.
Yeah, advocate to play, because playing football is how you get better at football. All right, we'll come back and get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Do you think astronauts fight over elbow room? Probably. Because advanced tech doesn't always mean more space. Until now. Introducing the Hyundai Ioniq 9. A three-row electric SUV with over 300 miles of range, ultra-fast charging capability, and lots of space. The all-new Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space in an EV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Ioniq 9 is available in extremely limited quantities at select dealers in select states only. EPA estimated range based on fully charged battery. For comparison purposes only, actual range will vary based on several factors.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. A couple minutes away from the back page with Bo. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day, which is a reaction to Eastern Conference Finals Game 1 last night between the Indiana Pacers and the New York Knicks. Remember I asked you this earlier in the show and said we'd come back to it. We'll come back to it now. What is aura farming?
What the hell you think you asking, man? You know,
well, you got like young kids.
I got babies and everything, yeah. And
they probably have.
I never heard of aura. I know what an aura means.
Or yeah, like what the definition of the actual word aura.
Yeah, yeah. But aura fish. What is it? Aura
farming.
What?
Well, I guess you could fish too, probably.
Huh?
Okay.
What does it mean?
I don't know. I saw Tyrese Halliburton talked about it after the game. He said he wasn't going to do the choke thing again because then people would think that he was aura farming. And then we asked Abe, and Abe said it was like clout chasing.
Well, I mean, Abe's the youngest of us all, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And Abe's the only one of us that's in the streets.
Yes, he is.
All right.
Those two things are both true.
Yeah, so Abe probably know. Abe's cooler than all of us.
Do you have a well? That's also true.
Yeah, Abe's in these streets. I'm not in these streets.
So what is it, Abe? Because, I mean, clout chasing, sure, but isn't that generally social media related?
Well, it's doing something for the reaction, right?
Okay.
For the viralness of it.
Okay, so virality. it's like faking it, essentially.
I mean, he came up in the thing last night, trolling. He came in dressed in his damn Timberlands, like he had some lug jeans on.
He did lug.
Oh, yeah, he came in trolling last night.
He kind of mentioned, like, he felt at some point if there was an opportunity, he was going to do it. And that's fine. Last night, especially when he thought it was a three. It made sense.
It seemed like a three, it was the perfect thing to do.
If you do it again, though, it feels like you're forcing it.
Oh.
And I think that's where he gets into, if I do it again, now people are just going to make it about me trying to do this thing.
So aura farming is essentially like forcing, trying
for the clicks.
To be cool.
He's doing it for the clicks.
Gotcha. Like you're doing something you wouldn't normally do because you think that doing it would make you seem cooler.
A little bit.
Okay. Fair enough. It's not a new thing. It's just a new term for it. I get it.
Okay. I don't know.
People have always done that.
That's what I'm saying.
People have always done stuff that they wouldn't normally do to try to look cool. It's just a new phrase.
These are always things I think about when stuff like this happens, when you're in the heat of the battle. Like, how do you remember?
I know. How do you remember?
I've had plenty of times where I'm like, oh, if I score, I'm going to do this.
Right.
And score and be like, don't think or remember.
You're overcome with emotion.
Don't even be thinking about that. Like, that's right. Why I always ask Ocho, like, how the hell do you remember? Because he's going to practice them.
Right.
And he's like, well, if you anticipate the fact you're going to score every game, I understand that. But, like, I'm like, so. You know what? I don't have time to.
You were more of a celebrate with your teammates guy anyway, though.
Yeah, but still, like, how do y'all sit there and just think about that? Like, the greatest ones are, the team celebrations. And they show the clip of the Vikings players, like, how they were actually I got better stuff to damn do than after practice or.
All right, you guys ready? 15 minutes
after
practice. You
guys are ready to do the routine?
We got choreographed
like,
dance
come
routine.
On, man. Come on, man. I got stuff to do.
Yeah. All right.
I got stuff to do, man.
That's what aura farming is. We got to the bottom of it. Let's get to the back page with Bo. We just add like a Gen Z phrase of the day. You know, we gotta stay young.
Gen Zers are these young folks, right?
Yeah. Then there's a Gen Alpha, too, which is the youngest of young. I think our youngest kid, my kids would be Gen Alpha.
Okay. Are the Gen Z people the ones that that run – pretty much all the team social media?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Probably.
Because I only follow
the early 20s.
The millennials have aged out of that kind
like
of
stuff. Like, the only NFL teams I follow are I follow Falcons, the Chargers, the Dolphins, and the Rams.
Okay.
Only basketball team I follow are the Heat and the Hawks.
Got it.
Right? Why are they tweeting stuff about team during the playoffs and you're not in it?
Engagement.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Farming.
Aura farming.
And that's where I was going. That's exactly where I was going. Is that aura farming?
No, that's engagement farming.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
But yeah, I mean, engagement never stops.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Just because the Hawks aren't in the playoffs.
I was just curious.
Doesn't mean the Twitter handle's not.
I'm like, are you freaking kidding me right now? Like flooding the timeline with it right now?
Yeah, no, they're doing a thing where they're showing all the outfits that guys wore to games.
Like, why?
I don't know.
Why?
Man.
Because the guys in the playoffs were walking in with their outfits?
I don't know. Okay. These guys wore some silly outfits to games. That's what I'll say.
What up, Bo?
Is that correct? Are these kids misusing the term aura, though? The word aura?
They misuse everything.
That's your being, yourself, you know, what you project.
They also have a thing called.
If I try to look cool, is that me trying to change my aura?
Right, which you shouldn't even, you can't do.
No, I don't think you can. I'm just saying.
There's a thing called an aura ring, too. With like you wear it, and then it tells you. I don't know. But I think it tracks your sleep.
Spelled differently, though.
Oh, spelled different? Oh, okay.
I didn't want to. Never mind.
We've come a long way from the mood rings.
Remember mood rings?
Oh, God, yes. Mood ring. Fingers are never big
enough.
Green. Good one.
Now, I don't know if they sell those here, but this segment is brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers.
Not a great night last night for the Blue Devils, as we took an L in the first round of this particular tournament that we're in. So we play again tonight. We lose 8-2. Sometimes you just got to hit the ball, you know.
Yeah.
Pitcher gets in there throwing the ball straight. You got to hit it.
Yeah.
Sometimes your nerves get the best of you. Juice Johnson does okay. She does go 1-for-2 with a home run that scores two RBIs. So
it wasn't her fault.
So she knocked in both of the runs.
She did. It was late in the game.
Wasn't her fault.
We did have a kind of an incident, though, and I'm not going to name the school that we're or the park that we're playing, because those parks are tied to schools, are tied to, and it's much bigger than this one dirtbag guy.
You was a dirtbag last night?
Just a piece of advice to young coaches out there, regardless of what sport you coach. When you're coaching kids, and in this example, softball, if you're the first base coach and the first baseman of the opposing team mishandles a ball, maybe try some words of encouragement instead of looking at her and saying, why don't you try harder?
Oh.
Who said to one of your kids?
Yes.
Oh, on the other team?
Yeah.
Coach for the other team said that to your...
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So let's not be like that when you're coaching 10-year-olds.
Huh.
I got expletives.
You say anything to him last night?
So her dad did, and then her grandma did. Sure.
I probably would have
kind of removed from that situation. I didn't hear exactly, but it did come out of her mouth what he said.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was some tension going on from across fences behind me.
It's something.
During the game, though, like that team's up to bat. I'm trying to get my pitcher who's on the mound. It might even been Olivia at the time.
It just seems uncalled for to be saying something like that to someone who's not on your team.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or your own team.
Even your own team, too. Yeah.
Not
for sure.
In the middle of a play. You want to get a kid flustered? Yeah. Tell them they're not doing a good job. That's, you know, yeah. There you go. So, anyways, we fight again today.
Good.
Hey, shout out to BJ, who's probably listening. BJ, the coach from Decula, who y'all have met. BJ, we were playing in a park in Decula last night, Rabbit Hill, not Decula Park, but BJ went out of his way to come through there just to say hi. Then he went on to Decula Park where he actually had practice.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, man, shout out to BJ.
Thanks, BJ.
Speaking of dads and girl dads, so apparently the Red Sox faithful have great issue with Alex Cora attending his daughter's graduation because he had to miss a baseball game.
Yeah. You know, I leave it at that, right? People have their own opinions, and you know, I bet those people, they have families too, and at one point they had to make decisions too, and I bet they made decisions for the best of the family. I made the best decision for my daughter, and for those who don't understand, I'm not going to try to convince them. It is what it is. You know, I made the best decision for my girl.
So he did have to miss a game, one out of 162, which the Red Sox did win.
So?
Right.
Are you Mr. Red Sox guy who's offended? Are you going to your kid graduate? You're not going to take off work to see your child graduate?
They love
if you have the ability to do so.
They love to tell people in that region how to be like with their families. Like they love it. I remember there was a big take a couple of years ago about a player who missed a couple games on paternity leave. Like his wife had a baby and he missed a couple games.
Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah.
He's allowed to do that.
Right.
They really like to get fired up about what people do with their families in that town.
It's paternity leave or even a funeral or something like that. They actually have places. They can take you off a roster so you can add another player, mm-hmm. Major League Baseball does. So, yeah, calm down, people.
People have lives and families and don't want to miss stuff like that.
It's amazing how many people don't understand that.
Yeah. No,
a little bit differently, I'm assuming, maybe if this is like a football
game. That's the line of people that are too invested and think that it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's baseball. And it, obviously it's valuable and important, and we're not saying that it isn't important and something that you should care about. But these are the people that treat it as if it is
life or death.
Life or death.
Yes.
Because for them, sadly, it is. Like, it's what they have. So they probably don't have kids. And if they do, they probably would miss their kids' graduation to go to a baseball game.
Yeah.
Because they're, I don't even know what the right, I mean, obviously dumb, but like, they're just.
You're out to dinner with your family, it's 8 o'clock. Why aren't you working out? Why ain't you working out, fat boy?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, like, get the hell out of here, man.
I already did. Leave me alone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Not good.
So I think the Braves may be on the clock after this one. So Braves do a great job every season. We have a Los Bravos night where you celebrate Hispanic heritage and culture. Mm. They'll do Sugar Skull caps and jerseys and stuff like this. So the Dodgers two nights ago, this is on Tuesday, they had a Mexican Heritage Night where they gave out some, they did some special jersey giveaways and stuff like that. Right before the game, though, they had a Lucha Libre match in center field.
Oh.
Full on wrestling ring and everything.
Cool.
Heck yeah, man. So, Mariachi Montana comes away with the win.
Mariachi Montana.
That's great.
And then Chavo Guerrero threw out the first pitch, who's Eddie's little cousin.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, man. Mexican Heritage Night. They actually had a Lucha Libre match.
That's amazing.
That's freaking awesome.
I will also add to that Los Bravos beer from Terrapin. Delicious.
No longer very from Terrapin.
Beer. Oh.
But they did. I think they changed the name to it. So Miller Coors sold Terrapin.
Oh.
So we do have some other great. I think
they still have Los Bravos, right?
Terrapin still. So we have a Los Bravos. It's not from Terrapin though. It's an amber Mexican lager.
Huh.
Ew.
But live and learn.
Oh, it's good. It's like Dos Equis.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
So MLB Network guys, we're getting into this whole Freddie Freeman, Matt Olson thing, and there's a whole like 2.5 minute, 3 minute.
What the hell
long.
Is going on? What brought this conversation?
I'm not
100%
sure.
Oh, okay.
And if you want to see the whole thing, because it kind of gets into how the Braves kind of missed out on Freddie Freeman. Look, he's having a great season, probably the best season of his career right now.
What's
now,
this the debate?
He's been gone 4 years.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure why this is still a thing.
Why did he come back up?
What I want you to hear is the very end of this conversation, because Mark DeRosa might have been trying to do some recruiting there with Freddie, as he is the head coach of Team USA on the World Baseball Classic.
Agents work for the player. He could have called them and said, hey, this is what's going down. What are we doing?
Yeah, they're paying for that still to this day. And I know they still have Acuna when he comes back.
Freddie Freeman plays for Canada because of his parents and his mother, and I understood that. But if you think I didn't call him up and say, hey, can I lure you?
Yeah. By the way, live in this country.
I could.
Good, say try that.
I couldn't lure him.
All right.
Guilt trip maybe to Freddie Freeman for playing for Team Canada.
But what even is the debate? Like, Freddie's better than Matt Olson. Matt Olson's really good, but Freddie's better than him.
Yeah,
I think
this.
The conversation was about agents and how that whole situation was.
I was like, why is Freddie been gone for a long time?
Yeah.
Why are people still talking about it?
I don't know.
Okay. Is he balling this year?
Balls Freddie? Every year.
Freddie.
Balls every year.
What is he doing? Like, that's what I'm saying. Is he doing something?
It was a World Series MVP
that he
last
hasn't
year.
Done?
I don't know.
Oh.
I guess Matt Olson's kind of having a rough start. Although he's been good like the last week or so.
Freddie's been good for like the last,
months. 4 years. Yeah. Now, Matt hit more home runs than him a couple years ago. look, Freddie Freeman's better than Matt Olson. Like, it's not, you know, it's not really a debate, but yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I thought we did that one. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Crazy finish last night in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Do you think astronauts fight over elbow room? Probably. Because advanced tech doesn't always mean more space. Until now. Introducing the Hyundai Ioniq 9. A three-row electric SUV with over 300 miles of range, ultra-fast charging capability, and lots of space. The all-new Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space in an EV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Ioniq 9 is available in extremely limited quantities at select dealers in select states only. EPA estimated range based on fully charged battery. For comparison purposes only, actual range will vary based on several factors.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe for whatever happens next. Grab Kleenex.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.